I have a quick question for you, man.
Before we get started. What's that?
Why don't witches wear underwear? Because they need a better grip. What's up, peace, silly listeners? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. What if we just like opened every episode like that?
You know what? Joke. Some random shit, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is my cousin Chris. You can call him Mello. That's what you go by, ain't you?
That's what I go by.
All right, Mello.
From the tea kettle.
There you go, baby, Mello. Mello from the tea kettle. Oh, that should be your theme for your podcast.
You should do it for me.
Right?
Can you?
Okay. Shoot. Let's do it. Yeah. This is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take a peek, if you haven't already, take a peek at the titles of my past episodes. You'll see that we have a lot of fun here. And the variety of topics, I tell you what, it keeps it interesting. So subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so last episode, Chris and I talked about Bad Baby and how fucking rich she is. My God. Homegirl is worth more than my soul at this point.
I mean, I wouldn't say all that, but you know.
I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but I'm not.
She's definitely, you know, a lot richer than a lot of us in a lot of other ways. How about that?
Yeah.
She can have more fun.
Yeah. Okay. We discussed breakups, and we even discussed a dude who abused FaceTime. So if you haven't heard that yet, go ahead and check out that episode that we did. It was a lot of fun. Oh, and subscribe to the podcast. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make you feel old. I know that sounds weird, but I'm going to make you feel old. It's going to be fun. And I also have a few interesting questions that will take us back to childhood.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, millennials anyway. I don't know.
Nostalgia. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go back in time. Won't be professionally silly. Wait, let's do it. So before we get started, as always, guys, before we get started with this silly episode, I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whatever platform that you're using to listen. Especially if you're working with Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because their reviews hold a lot of weight.
The best.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I want to be in the top 100 one day. That'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? Sponsorships, pay some bills, you know what I'm saying?
Both our dreams.
Yes. Oh, and don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. I post photos pertaining to my episodes there, and sometimes I post other random things there as well. We should probably take a photo together for the Professionally Silly podcast page.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
I don't have one because I don't believe in social media anymore, but you know, we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
If you would like, we can put an emoji with sunglasses over your face.
No, we can.
It's whatever you want to do, man. So we'll be right back after this random sound. Let's get to it. Alright. I had some background music today. Actually, no. Before we get started with that, I have an announcement to make. I'm probably going to break a few hearts here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are going to be upset about this, because I know a lot of you were in denial.
Oh.
But Rihanna finally had her baby. Okay, they had the. It's a baby boy. I don't know the name or nothing like that.
Did you see the? Did you?
Did I what?
Oh my God.
What?
So I was talking to somebody and they showed me their phone, and I was mortified.
Mortified by what?
Their baby.
It wasn't a cute baby. I mean, well, some babies are born ugly.
Maybe it was a joke. I don't know, but the baby looked Chinese.
You trying to say it's not his kid?
I mean, like, maybe they, like, impregnated her with, like, a, you know, one of those things.
Chris, what the fuck are you talking about? Yo, you had me hooked. I'm like, what the fuck?
The takeover, bitch.
Because there are some babies who are just not born very good looking, you know?
No. The baby's adorable.
Oh, okay.
But it just looked, the baby was definitely Chinese.
Well, you know, a lot of babies look weird.
No. This was an Asian baby. that I saw in the picture. And that's why I'm like, maybe they were joking, like trying to say.
Oh, it could have been a joke.
But I don't know, because this was like, you know.
Where'd you see it?
Somebody showed me it on, I guess, Instagram.
Oh, Instagram is so reliable.
I mean, I saw it.
Look, until you see the baby from Rihanna's posting, it doesn't even matter.
Well, she's not going to post it until it goes to one of those magazines, well, you know.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Like, Cardi B had the reveal. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, yeah. There's going to be a reveal. She's Riri. So, listen, I'm sorry I had to break it to you like this, y'all, okay? A lot of y'all just refuse to believe she was even pregnant. ASAP was the father, you know?
I mean, it just happened so fast, though.
It did. It feels like she just announced her pregnancy 2 days ago.
2 months ago, seriously.
It legit feels like.
So it's like they put one of those things in her.
Oh, this motherfucker. Here we go again.
Ah, come on.
Listen, they have a child together now, so everybody needs to just let it go. It's done.
No, it's not.
You need to do like Elsa and let it go. Okay, it's
let
done.
It go, let it go. All right, Chris Allen.
Oh, man, they are forever together tied now. All right, y'all, so I do say one thing is that Chris Brown and Drake are probably shedding tears. Oh my god. big tears. Congratulations, Riri girl.
I know they're like ASAP though. Like
everybody was like ASAP though.
Nah, but that's pretty dope. That means he's really dope. He's mm-hmm. really different. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? There's so many D's I could describe.
Well, there's something about him. He's got creativity and Rihanna is not going to tie herself with someone who doesn't share good energy for her. You know, right, she's real right. big
she's
on that.
She's a
kind
businesswoman now at the end of the day as yeah. well. So I think she's making the right decision.
Let me ask you this. Now, dealing with Rihanna, okay, I forget who I was listening to. It was a podcast. It might have been In the Moment. Anyways, they were talking about would Rihanna be as big as she is now had she stuck to just music and not Fenty and all those other awesome business deals that she's done.
I mean, no, you gotta go out and, you know, network and you gotta keep the energy flowing. You can't stay complacent.
So, no, I'm asking you, like, do you think she would be as big if she didn't do all those other things and was just doing music?
I don't think so. Looking at her live.
Now, listen.
And I'm not trying to, listen, everybody can't sing and dance at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
It's only select
few. I mean, like, because to me, I love Ciara. She dances her ass off. But I be hearing her sometimes, you know, sometimes it's like, I get you, girl, you doing more dancing, but you like doing that more, you get what I'm saying? So she's doing the dancing and she's, you know, hitting those notes like, and it sounds a little horrible. So, you know, I just be like, oh, man.
He stands alone on that, CeCe. I think you are a queen.
I love Ciara and I love, man, listen, I love Ciara and I love Rihanna, okay? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, yes, I think that she would have definitely not have been where she's at.
I mean,
now.
That's fair. She would not be. Because I don't think she would be as big.
Because she wasn't a Mariah. She wasn't a Whitney. You know what I'm saying? She's not a belter.
Nobody's a Mariah and Whitney. But I'm just saying
the genre.
Well,
itself.
Yeah. Because
then I can even put her up to, you know, like some other people.
Not gonna name names.
That part. This is not gonna be a podcasting badge. Let's continue, please.
Okay. All right, so I mentioned earlier that you were going to feel old. You ready to feel old?
Come on.
Okay. All right. Remember the movie Shrek?
I do.
Okay. That's over 20 years old.
Shrek is over 20 years old.
Can you believe that shit?
So.
In my mind, Shrek came out like 2 days ago.
So. like, I wouldn't say 2 days ago, but I would
feels
say.
Like yesterday.
I would say maybe like 2005.
I mean, it's crazy because like, okay. The thing is, when Shrek came out, the animation with that thing, it was so new. It was so amazing. It felt like Toy Story.
It was like Toy Story.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It was like Toy Story.
Yes.
That shit came out long before. It was like Toy Story.
I understand that.
Anything
but
Pixar touch or whoever the hell do it, Disney. Who does it? Disney?
Can I love on Shrek?
Was it Disney, though?
Yeah, Shrek was Disney.
So, let me tell you something.
Right?
I don't know. Can we do some independent research? Thank you.
That. I feel like but I'm gonna say know that though. Like, why don't I know that? All right, Shrek. Wikipedia. Okay.
Let's see.
Franchise. Donkey.
No, scroll all the way down. You gotta go to the production.
Oh, shouldn't I say it here? Yeah. DreamWorks Animation.
So let me say this. Anything that they touch is going to be fire.
I like DreamWorks a lot.
Now, click on DreamWorks.
Okay.
So we can school the listeners. So, you know, they can know.
2004. Oh, that was Shrek 2.
So, just so that the people can know a little bit about what they've done. They did The Prince of Egypt, Whitney and Mariah.
You would.
They came back.
You would.
They came back. They did Shrek.
Oh, they did The Boss Baby.
They did Spirit.
They Kung did Fu Panda.
Madagascar. Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh, was it the Croods or the Cruds? Croods?
The Croods.
Yeah. That's with the caveman family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that.
They did How to Train Your Dragon. Trolls. Tales of Arcadia. I don't remember that one.
Yeah,
what's Abominable home? Kung Fu Panda. Can't beat that.
Yeah, no, you can't beat that.
Come on.
Go ahead, DreamWorks. We see your dream working while you're working the dream. Animation team. Bars.
Bars.
Bars, bro.
Drops mic.
You feel me? All right, so let's see what else makes you feel old. All right, so guys, the first Sony PlayStation came out in 1994.
I know.
That was like...
I know.
28 years ago.
I know that one.
That's crazy as hell. Okay, now, weren't they the first game system that actually allowed discs instead of cartridges? They started
Sega CD, I think it was.
Sega CD, okay. Because the back used to be black, remember that shit?
Sega CD.
Yeah, we thought it was so cool.
The PlayStation was, we did thinking.
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
We no longer had to blow it.
Hold on. The memory cards.
Yeah.
They don't remember that.
Them thick ass memory. I got a PlayStation 2 sitting right there. You know, but
the
PS1, that was... Okay, so what were some of your favorite PS1 games?
So I liked Alien Resurrection or Alien Trilogy, whatever it was.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, basically from the Alien, sagas. I liked Independence Day. I liked Crash Bandicoot.
I'm not hearing Twisted Metal.
I love Twisted Metal.
I was about to say.
And you put me on Twisted Metal. That's the funny thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy Taxi.
I love the Game Shark. I love Need for fucking Speed.
Oh, that's
that
on my list.
My game.
That's Need on my for list. Speed. Final Fantasy. I enjoyed that.
Definitely
that was fun.
Final Fantasy. The snowboarding game.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Come on.
There was a snowboarding game. Oh, NBA Live.
Yep, that was a good one. Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
That used to scare the shit out of me, that game.
It did.
And now we have like, I have like The Walking Dead on my Oculus Quest 2. And that shit is virtual reality. It's even scarier now. It's just like insane how things have changed.
I mean, oh, and let's not forget Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah, did you see the newer Mortal Kombat movie that came out, was it a couple of years ago?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I expected more. Like, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
It could have been better.
Yeah, it could have been. I expected more gore. But I will say, when her spine came right out her back, that was pretty, that was dope.
Say the graphics were everything.
I just expected more of it.
But I mean, as far as the plot and, you know, the actual narration and stuff like that, it was just like, really, this is how it ends?
Yeah.
He runs away.
I mean.
Shang Tsung runs away.
But they left it open for another one. That's why they did that.
Man, listen.
That's Hollywood, man.
They didn't make enough money to make another one.
Shade thrown. And they caught it in the face.
They didn't make enough money to get another one.
So check it. Here's something else that's going to make you feel old as fuck, bro.
Okay.
Britney Spears' I'm a Slave for You was over 20 years old.
I love that fucking song.
I'm a slave.
That's when she first worked with Neptunes.
Yeah.
That's why it was hot.
That video was sexy as shit. Was it not?
It was.
She was like... And I was like, yeah, breathe on me, bitch. Like, but you know, that was pre-COVID. Now I would never
want. There was no such thing as COVID back then.
Yes. Go watch the Britney Spears I'm a Slave for You music video if you haven't seen it. And imagine doing like filming that shit now. It would make you want to gag.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I hate the same people could say the same about the Nelly Tip Drill video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of videos in the past that probably should have never just been done in general.
My neck, my back.
Why did I just mute myself? Did you hear that?
I did. Good censorship, Amber.
Thank you. We will be right back because I gotta pee. Oh,
God. That was great. It's so funny.
We're already recording, friend. Yo, I had to pee. We're back.
Okay.
No, we need to talk about this, man. You just swallowed a whole Oh! Bro, he put some candy in his mouth right before recording. And we have this condensing mic, which means you can hear that. I just snapped my finger to sound like I was right next to you.
Which means you can hear that, and I'm far away from it.
Yeah, it's really good condensing microphone. So, I didn't hear him slurping on it like he normally does when he has candy. And it looked like he swallowed that shit whole. I said, did you just swallow that shit whole?
No.
That's how I eat candy. What the fuck?
It was a joke.
But it's still in his mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so, questions. You're not allowed to see the laptop.
I'm not looking.
Loser. I'm going to lower the light.
I'm not looking.
You
don't have to do that.
It's lowered. So, this is a really important question, listeners. You might want to think about what your answer may be because it could infect humankind.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question is...
That's deep.
What's your favorite type of zombie? Because let's think about this, man. Because, you know, whatever you choose, keep this in mind, whatever you choose, if a zombie apocalypse ever happens, those are the zombies that you're going to be stuck with, that you have to face when it happens. So you got Zombieland, you got The Walking Dead, World War Z zombies, Resident Evil zombies.
I'll take World War Z at this point.
Dawn of the Dead zombies. Hey, were the zombies from I Am Legend, were those zombies?
Yeah, they can damn sure count as one. I think they just had, like, they were rabid.
Oh, like
rabies.
Oh, rabies infested. I guess were they eating people? I don't remember.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. The only thing I remember from that movie is that dog dying. I'm sorry. It was so sad.
It was horrible.
Yeah. God damn it.
It was horrible.
Yeah. By the way, Will Smith, get your life together.
Please.
Get it together. I need you back on the big screen, man. I need you to figure this shit out.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen for a long time.
And if he does, it'd have to be a hell of a,
No, it'll be in the indie section. It'll be self-produced.
I don't even think they'll have him on Broadway now. He likes to go on stages and slap people, so Broadway's out.
Definitely. At that point, it was Broadway.
Yo, you heard about the Dave Chappelle attack, right?
I did.
Yeah, bro, that's wild.
And you heard about how Jamie Foxx fucked that nigga up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yo, Busta Rhymes was up there, too. Can we say when Busta Rhymes got back, homeboy looked like he did 20 years. He came back buff as shit. I said, yo, what was you in for? Like, but, yo, his neck is as thick as my thigh, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's
did you just hear my ankle pop?
He looks like a horse.
Yo, his whole elbow, dude that attacked him, was like in reverse, bruh.
Yeah, it was definitely giving Mr. Potato Head.
God dang.
remember you playing?
Yes.
Okay.
My God, we need to hand him a skip card because his life is going to be difficult. He's still in reverse, or did they fix that shit? I don't even know.
I don't know if you can. They probably had to break it again and then
reset it.
Yeah, there was
definitely an orthopedic surgeon involved in that.
Well, I know they put him to sleep because you can't be up for no shit like that. That just looked horrible. Like,
I just want to say that Dr. Calitores is the sexiest orthopedic surgeon to ever exist.
Who?
Dr. Calitores.
Who is that?
She's on Grey's Anatomy, or was. Get with it.
You know, I didn't watch that.
Whoa, you better watch.
Sorry. Didn't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, you can keep it there.
Nah.
Okay, so what zombie?
I'll take World War Z.
Whoa, those zombies run and they get smart and grow and can climb things. Those are the zombies you want to be stuck with?
Definitely. And I feel like those are the best out of all the, you know, the names and the movies that you mentioned. So why not go with the best? That way you can, you know, adapt yourself.
Die faster?
Hey, I'm not dying. I don't know about you.
Bro, I'm going to go with the Zombieland zombies.
I'm Brad Pitt, goddamn.
You're not.
And I'm going to survive just on my own. Because that motherfucker, you know, he needed help. But I'm going to die on my own.
Yo, the zombies are like...
All up in the window, right?
Yes, bro. That is terrifying as fuck. I'm going to go with Zombieland.
But they move slow. They move slow until
Yes, I want to live, bitch.
No.
I don't want no World War Z zombie that look like it's been training for fucking marathons his entire life. Are you kidding me? I don't want that. I want a fat zombie, like some dude that died on his couch became a zombie, but he's too fucking big to get me. That's what I want. I want a zombie that can't figure out how to open a door, bro.
I feel you.
If I gotta be stuck in the zombie apocalypse with it, World War Z zombies are the last fucking ones. I'd rather have Resident Evil zombies over them.
No. Resident Evil zombies wasn't no hole. Them just came in hordes.
What you think? What, they climbed a whole fucking wall on World War Z.
It was a lot of noise, remember? It was the noise.
All zombies are attracted to sound, kid. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so, but Resident Evil, they weren't climbing up walls. They just stayed on the ground, so you wouldn't have been able to get them, you know?
That's why I would choose them over the World War Z zombies, if I had to, gun to
head. How you getting out if they're surrounding you?
I'm not going to get out if I'm surrounded by any zombies. I'm surrounded, bro.
You would. Because, see, at least with the World War Z zombies, you can set a distraction of sound and get them to move from where you want it to go so you can get the fuck up out of there.
How am I going to set a distraction of sound if I'm surrounded by a bunch of zombies?
You panic. I can already tell. See, me, I'm going to think.
Yes, it's zombies, Chris.
No, it's not. It's life or death, Amber.
Yes.
Life or death. And we're going to survive.
Caused by zombies.
We are going to survive.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No, I'm not.
That got heated. I'm sorry y'all had to hear that.
I'm not done, no.
And another thing.
Come on here, drunk and belligerent. Yeah, let me tell you. Okay.
Let me learn you something good and proper. Alright, rapid fire round. You ready for this?
Okay.
And you got to be honest with it. And you got to say it quickly.
Okay.
I can't give you more than like a couple seconds. God damn it.
Let me hear it.
Who do you text the most?
Shady, bitch. You are shady.
I think I know who it is. Maybe I don't. If I'm shady, what the fuck?
So, it's somebody I've been kicking it with for a couple of years that you know, I was kind of cheating with.
Oh, this just got good. Yo, I thought you was just gonna say Mike.
No,
because he's like your best friend.
Yeah, but I mean,
shut up. He listens to this podcast.
No. All I'm saying is like when you text your lover and the person that you're fucking, you know,
not
that's like all
lover
all day. Thing. You know, that's really.
Have I met this person?
I mean,
I don't think I have.
I mean, he kind of was my lover and my secretary.
Oh,
working every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. All we need is Mary to come on in. I said Mary, not Whitney.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, we might get into that at a later time. I don't know how comfortable you feel discussing that. We're not big enough for you to let this out just yet. We subscribe. All right. Subscribe for more Christmas
drama. I love it.
Okay. All right, next question. How do you usually answer the phone?
Hello.
That's true. Yeah, I hear him all the time. Hello. His voice get deeper. It's weird. Okay. Here's another one. All right. Work or play?
Play. The fuck?
I know, right? Love or friendship?
Love.
Money or happiness?
Money.
Oh, you're being honest as fuck. Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Trent. His dog named Trent is here. And he just passed out.
I only say that because, you know, dogs only see the world through their nose mainly. And cats actually see through, like, energies and things like that. Like,
that's true.
I've noticed cats. Like,
there's a reason we used to praise them.
She used to look at, like, just stuff that I'm like, what are you looking at, bitch? And
what are you looking at, bitch?
No, seriously. It would be like, what are you looking at? And so,
I feel you.
Cats are definitely more majestic.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Winter.
Same. Morning or evening?
Morning.
Salty or sweet?
Salty.
Ah, black or white?
Black.
Yes! Power to the people! Yo, that was deep.
That was deep.
I feel like the first one, my lover. Like, what? There's so much we need to discuss. Okay. So here's another one, guys. This is for everybody listening as well. If a TV cop had to solve your murder...
Whoa.
Who would it be? Now, there are a lot of options, man, so let's talk about a few.
Well, my TV cop is Mr. Michael Israel, my best friend, because he's the only one that can solve my crime.
Okay. He's not a current... He's not a TV cop.
I mean, he could be, though. That man is better than forensic motherfucking files. Are you crazy?
Okay. Hey, Mike. I like you, but I don't think I like you.
Best friend, you need to go apply to the NSA at CIA, one of them alphabet gang people. Yeah. Because you got the skills.
See, I thought you would say something like, Captain Olivia Benson.
No, no, no.
Law and Order SVU, no?
So, do you want to know who I want to solve my murder?
Who? Uh-oh.
Denzel Washington.
Training Day Cop?
Yeah.
Oh, I see why.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Here's what I'm thinking, dude. Vic Mackey from The Shield. I feel like... He won't rest.
I love that show.
Right? The show was great, wasn't it?
It was the bomb.
It was so good.
But nobody liked it but me.
I don't I loved it.
I loved it.
I thought
too.
7 seasons wasn't enough.
It wasn't.
But they started writing too. It got too wild in the 7th season. They already took over the. Listen here. Spoiler alert. Took on the Armenian mafia and shit. I mean. Damn, Lim got blown up in a car. Like,
really?
What? Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
That shit was sad as fuck. It was a grenade in his lap. It was real sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. But then he ended up on the show SWAT. So he's good.
I mean, he kept a steady paycheck.
Yeah, bro. He's good. Wait, was it SWAT? He was on some show. But yeah, dude. Yeah, I gotta say, The Shield, definitely one of my, like, top 10, like, TV drama cop shows, for sure.
And then I told you, I would really have Jerry Urobot.
Oh, from the original Law and Order.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty
Olivia
good.
Olivia can never.
I mean...
She can never.
Well, you know, her thing was more sex crimes.
Never.
So that probably wouldn't have been fair. She doesn't do murders.
Well, who knows? I could have got raped and murdered.
Yeah, okay, then you would be her case.
I'm very handsome.
Let's not put that out there.
That's such a Blanche Devereaux statement.
It was.
It's
damn,
crazy.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's what I think about. See some old... selfless shit like that.
I thought you were gonna say like Carl Winslow or some
no,
shit like that.
He was a traffic cop.
What was that cop's name on The Simpsons? Chief Biggums or some
never.
Shit.
Never.
What was it? Officer Burberry. What was the dude on South Park?
You know who I would actually have solved my murder?
The crew from Reno 911.
Fox Mulder and Dana Scully.
Wow, we're going.
We're going there, bitch.
X Files.
That's why I went to solve my murder.
So were aliens involved in your murder?
It could be. You know, I'm always outside fucking with aliens.
Yeah, you've been seeing this shit all the time. Amber, did you see that? No, look at what you're talking about.
They'll be like, "Oh my God, he just disappeared up into the sky, and we don't know where he is."
Chris stays saying shit that's not.
No,
there.
I really do, and I have proof and video. So subscribe.
Well, that one time.
Subscribe.
I did. We were there at the same time.
Catch me outside. Subscribe.
How about that?
Get me the 55.5 mil.
Oh, shit. You know who we forgot?
Who?
Hank Voigt from Chicago PD.
Whoa, you can't forget about him.
I can't believe I almost forgot about him.
But, you know, you do things like that.
Yeah. Hey, Hank. Sorry about that. Now, oh, hold on. Maybe if I can get Vic Mackey, Hank Voigt, and oddly... Adrian Monk from Monk? I feel like my murder would be solved.
I'm not doing Adrian Monk.
He's so, like, he's
you might as well
detail.
Do the dude. You might as well do Adrian from Burn Notice at that point.
What the fuck? No, dude.
See what I'm saying?
Well, Michael Weston from Burn. You talking about Michael Weston?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's. I don't know. Who the fuck?
I just gave him a name.
his name
and I was confident
said.
About
you,
it.
You said it really confidently.
Whose
his
name
was
it?
Michael Weston, you asked?
Whose name did I say? Adrian?
You said Adrian. You
Adrian
used the same name that I used. You lame-o. But yeah. No, let me tell you why, dude. First of all, you already know Hank Voigt and Vic Mackey are not going to fucking stop. They'll do illegal ass shit.
Yeah,
to
but
help
they're
you.
Not. They're not Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. I'm sorry. They didn't get down to the nitty gritty. They didn't have unlimited resources. And they damn sure weren't paranoid.
What the fuck? They were both paranoid and shit. That's your dog.
No, they weren't.
What's wrong with him? Is he all right?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you
because
sure?
I have Hank Voigt.
Are you sure?
And Vic Mackey.
No, I'm fine.
And Monk.
I'm fine.
On my side.
I'm fine.
My murder will
you know
be
what?
Solved.
You know what?
That's how I feel about it.
I thought you'd say somebody like, you know, Victor Hill.
What? He's a real sheriff. Why would I count on him to solve my murder?
Because he's Batman.
I mean, I like him and I voted for him and shit.
Because he's Batman.
But at the same time, real cops don't solve murders. I'm talking about TV cops. They solve murders.
I was being funny. Like,
I'm
like,
kidding.
Like,
real cops
like,
solve
like,
murders.
Do you not know his whole motto is Batman?
I believe it.
Like he has these black cars. He
his
has,
name is even cool.
He's got the Batman logo all over the fucking jail. It's crazy. Have you not heard some stories?
No.
He's a lunatic. When they were having the Black Lives Matter riots, he was downstairs, like, when they were all rioting, he showed up in a Batman costume with the whole fucking sheriff battalion. Like, isn't that crazy? You don't think that's crazy?
I think it's interesting.
I think that man
and has it gave psychological the department
disorder,
attention.
And he needs Smart. To seek an exam, an assessment.
I love Victor Hill.
Moving forward.
Who would win in a fight? The Power Rangers or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Definitely the goddamn Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
If you had said Power Rangers, I would have asked you to leave.
Definitely Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We would have had
when
to
I
fight.
Tell you that, is no comparison, and they would have had to put out them big ass goddamn pieces of foil and fucking plastic.
Yep. And then after they kicked ass, Raphael would say something hilarious and then walk away.
And I was getting ready to say, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles don't take shit serious, number one. So
no.
That's why you can't ever
they
figure them
so
out.
They have so much fun fighting.
But they have the best coordination. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're not gonna beat
them. The Power Rangers talk too fucking much. It's Morphin time. Let's all combine our powers. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Let's
and then...
talk to the guy in the crystal ball and see what to do next.
What the fuck? What was his name? Morpheus or
Zordon.
Who the fuck is Morpheus? Oh, Matrix, yeah. He has a big head, too.
I can't wait for the next question. Oh, my God.
I gotta say, well, actually, that was the last one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's make another versus. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I got one. Hold on, stop. I got one.
Okay.
Beetleborgs, you remember that?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, man, please. Independent research.
What is that?
You don't remember the Beetleborgs?
No, if you keep repeating it, it's not going to make me remember what the fuck. Are they bugs? What?
They were bugs, but they were like, okay, they were people that walked into this haunted house. And
how do you spell Beetleborg?
Beagleborg.
Beagle.
B-O. No, you spell Beatles.
Okay.
Beetle. B-O. No, take the S out.
God damn it. All right.
B-O-R-G.
Are you upset?
It's one word, damn it.
B-O-R-G.
Did you not see it? Big Bad Beetleborgs is the first thing popping up.
Well,
you're high.
You didn't say Big Bad.
Are you serious? No.
Okay.
Click it.
Click what?
Click it.
There's so many things to click, Christopher.
Wikipedia. So
it's
she can
the
tell
internet.
Click it. Do you not remember that,
though? No, dude. I don't remember.
They had two seasons.
What were they like? Beetles that like
they were
fought?
Like the Power Rangers. But they had their own fucking thing that they would like turn into these fucking like bugs. And like
that's disgusting.
People.
That's
no,
nasty.
No, it was great, man.
No, I don't think it was.
So you just disqualified them from me?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not well
so,
known.
So how about this? Street sharks? You know street sharks?
Yes, I know street sharks. Who are you about to say?
She looks a little mad, guys. You remember Mummy's Alive?
Google it. They have one season in 97. I'm supposed to remember this?
97 episodes?
No, bitch. In 1997.
Oh, yeah, it was that.
One season. No, I never fucking heard of Mummy's Alive.
Okay, so.
What TV were you watching? What is your life?
So, Street Sharks.
I bet you eat Pop-Tarts without the frosting, don't you?
I do.
You fucking psycho. You're fucking psycho. Get out of my house.
Oh my God.
You're moving out today.
Oh my God. It's too funny. I don't even want to say it anymore.
I bet you drink room temperature water too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God. Who are you? Why am I surprised? This is the man who has never heard of a fajita until like 2 weeks ago, so...
You're stupid.
He had his first fajita, and you loved it.
I heard of fajitas. I just never had a fajita.
Oh! Okay, that first one made you seem dumber. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's crazy.
Listen, these things are happening. There's nothing
She's
I can
crazy.
Do about it.
I need a piece of candy.
No, you've had enough fucking candy. You hungry bastard.
I love candy.
Candy.
Okay.
Oh my God, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. Well, hold on a second. I gotta pee.
She's always gotta pee.
I've been drinking a lot of water, man. Shut up. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, guys. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, is there are tons of TV cops out there, one, okay? And also, the Ninja Turtles are the baddest reptiles out there, bruh. And don't you fucking forget it, because I'll fight you to the death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professionally silly life rules, people. Now, shout out to Chris, guys, for joining us again this week.
Thank you guys for having me.
And I've got something for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
You have.
You stop it.
I've got something for you.
You got an honorary man. Get at it. Just crushed my heart.
You get to choose which flavor we try. Now, guys, I know you can hear that. I'm going to put him down for a second. One of my subscribers on my Professionally Silly podcast from Australia, hey, Sandra, sent us some Tim Tams.
I love you, Sandra.
They're so good. Now, we tried the original flavor visually on my Professionally Silly podcast. We want to see us unbox it and see how fat we were when we opened it.
We had it with coffee, I believe.
Yeah, my God, the Tim Tam Slam. I forgot, that's what we did. It was so...
I think that's how we need to do it again.
My God, no, I'm not having coffee. I'm going to bed as soon as I finish recording this. It is almost 8:15. Are you out of your mind?
I'm sorry.
So what flavor do you want to do, man? We have, what is this, chewy caramel.
Oh, wow.
And we have dark chocolate mint.
Whoa.
You get to choose which one we open and try right now. On air.
Huh.
On the Professionally Silly podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, I told y'all we're doing things different now here.
Wow. Okay. Let me.
He is really thinking. This is sad.
I mean, I was gonna ask the followers, but I'm just like, well shit, they don't know. You know, they can't just tell me. I'm gonna channel their energy. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Test the mic. Okay. They said dark chocolate with the mint.
Okay.
Whoa, what was that? Back in the back? What? Okay, got it. Dark chocolate with the mint.
Oh, this bitch. All right, sorry for all the crunchy sounds. The microphone is strong as hell.
Doesn't sound that bad at all.
Oh, well, you're a lying sack of shit, I love you.
I assure you. You have scissors, you know. It would have been...
Well, it's open. Now.
Finally.
Oh, okay.
Finally, Clarence. Finally.
All right, grab you one.
Thank you, my darling.
Yes. If you're not into
now, you
food
remember, they
being
melt,
eaten.
They melt as soon as you put them in your
hand. Oh, that's right. Because it's real chocolate. God, these are like UK, like European snaps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Look at her butt. It is so big. Oh, well, you said
you
it like
know
that.
About
it. Okay, try it out.
You're going to love it.
Oh, my God. Mm. What the
They're
fuck?
Like Girl Scout cookies on crack.
They are exactly the Thin Mints?
The Thin Mints on crack.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm. This is ridiculously
now, hold on.
Tasty.
Now, hold on.
I hate dark chocolate.
Now,
why do
on.
I like this?
Now hold on. That's not dark chocolate, baby. And if it is, it's real dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Now listen to this.
From the UK.
Remember how the other ones tasted different with the coffee as far as how the cookie broke up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you can always use it as a straw.
Mm-hmm.
That's what needs to be done.
I'm gonna have to try that tomorrow.
I'm going to put those in some Ziploc bags.
Mm. Oh, my God.
But mine say it tastes like Thin Mints times 10.
Now, you know we gotta let Mom taste it. She's gonna lose her mind if we don't.
She's gonna take the pack.
Oh, my gosh. She gets one.
No, she's gonna take the pack.
It's real chocolate. It's so creamy. It's the perfect amount of...
Because you were just like, you know, it was getting ready to just be a... It's going to be a mess.
I would have gotten chocolate all over my floor.
Just a mess.
It would look like a shit stain, too.
It would. And, you have a white shirt on.
Oh, that's not sexy at all. Oh, man. And also, guys, don't forget, you can call me on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828, and leave me a voicemail or text me. And I'll put you on the show. We can talk about whatever you need, man. You need some advice. You know what I'm saying? Some love problems. There you go. I like that. That's nice. That's okay. Good. We want your drama. Let's discuss it.
Please.
Give it to me.
Call us on the midnight hour.
That was nice.
And we will talk about your desire.
Nice. That was nice. I like that.
Okay.
Check out the show notes for some bonus information. My social media stuff is down there. All my platform, YouTube channels, all of that. For those of you that might be interested in writing or sending us something to try, whether it be on the Professionally Silly channel or right here, one thing's for sure, we'll definitely do an unboxing on the Professionally Silly channel. Yep. That's gotta, we have, our faces get too big when it's something awesome.
Yep.
So you want to witness that.
And the last one's been great.
Oh, yeah.
The last couple of them been great.
Yeah, man. Candy galore.
Candy galore.
If you want to go ahead and send us anything, the P.O. Box is in the show notes. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send anything you want, and we will post a video on my YouTube channel unboxing it. And we'll definitely do some, I'll try that for sure. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is Mellow.
Yeah.
What sound was that? Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station. It was horrible.
I don't know where it came from.
It was weird. Here on Anchor FM.
It was like Grandpa, you know, it was just like.
Yeah, like he just.
It was like Grandpa heard his
you
voice.
Want something
else? Nah. No, it was like Grandpa heard his name, but he couldn't hear what you said.
What?
No, you're stupid.
Did you say something?
No. Exactly.
We here on Anchor FM on the Professionally Silly channel, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me right here on the Professionally Silly podcast.